Tantor Audio presents The Care and Feeding of an Alpha Male by Jessica Clare. Narrated by Jillian Macy. 1. So, when are you going to marry that nice young man of yours? The elderly woman smiled, the sequins on her green evening gown blinding as she bent over and signed her name to the silent auction paperwork that Beth Ann held out to her. I think you've kept him waiting long enough, young lady. Oh, I think he'll have to wait a bit longer, Beth Ann said lamely. She wished the woman would just go away. God, this party was a mistake. Beth Ann should have guessed that everyone here would still consider her and Alan as a couple. It didn't matter that they'd been history for the last year now. No one at this party was more than a casual acquaintance or a business partner of a family member. And they wouldn't know that Beth Ann and Alan had broken up again, this time for good. And a cocktail party? Not the place to discuss the status, or lack of one, of her previous relationship. Beth Ann shoved the envelope into Mrs. Douglas's hand. Thank you for your donation. The Blue Bonnet Historical Society appreciates your participation. Mrs. Douglas took the envelope she'd won and reached out and patted her on the hand. I'm just saying, my dear, that you shouldn't keep a man like that dangling too long, or you might lose him. That's my hope, Beth Ann thought to herself. She exchanged a few more pleasantries with the elderly woman, and then made a hasty getaway to the refreshment table, trying to keep the smile pinned to her face, despite her simmering thoughts. She was starting to hate parties like this, or rather, she'd hated them ever since she'd dumped Alan once and for all. He was a nice guy, great with kids, ambitious, her high school sweetheart.